Welcome to the Nebraska Family Alliance Daily Spotlight, where we discuss important issues impacting family, freedom, and life at the intersection of faith, government, and culture. Here's your host, Karen Bowling.
Joining me today on the Daily Spotlight is Jordan Lawrence. He is the Senior Counsel at Alliance Defending Freedom. I know that part of your role at ADF is that you're on the legal team that litigates the Supreme Court cases. You're part of that team. And so you talk specifically about two cases that are pending in the Supreme Court, first being the Jack Phillips case and Masterpiece Cake Shop. What are the merits of this case and why is it so important?
So the Jack Phillips case is from Colorado, and this is a case about a Christian cake baker, many people have probably heard about this, who declined to create a custom wedding cake for a same-sex wedding because, although he serves all people, did not want to create a message that said marriage can be defined other than one man and one woman. He got sued for discrimination and found guilty by the Colorado State Commission that deals with that. And we've got the case now before the U.S. Supreme Court saying that he's got a First Amendment right to say no, to not be punished by the government for declining to create expression he doesn't agree with.
Well, as American citizens, we all lose when the government forces us
right
to communicate a message that disagrees with our conscience. I mean, we all lose, correct?
That's exactly right. And I think that people have to protect the right of conscience, even for people they don't agree with. Like, I'd like that person to be forced to say something. Even if you have that emotional impulse, you have to say the government should not be allowed to force anybody to speak a message that they don't agree with. Now, I mean, we're not talking about things like the, you know, you got to post a sign in the lunchroom of your business that says you're entitled to the minimum wage because the boss has a requirement to pay you the minimum wage or not discriminate against you or something like that. But this is a different kind of compelled speech. This is the government saying you who create custom art have to create art to express a message you don't agree with. That should not be what the states or the local governments are allowed to do. The First Amendment prevents them from doing that.
Jordan, thank you for the conversation today. Tomorrow, we will discuss the importance of protecting the rights of conscience for all Americans.